Hi, I'm Robert Schuller, and welcome to The Call. The Call is part of the Robert Schuller Ministries, a church with no walls. And if it's the 15th of the month, 6 p.m. Pacific time, we are here, Facebook and on The Call. And we've been doing this for years, and we love doing it, 10 years. And so we come and we proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. And during this Christmas season, we hail the beauty and the wonder of the birth of the Christ child.
Good evening. I am Donna Schuller, and I'm the co-host of The Call. And like Robert said, if it's the 15th of the month at 6 p.m. Pacific, we're here with you live. And then afterwards, this gets posted on our podcast, Robert Schuller Ministries podcast. Actually, it's still called Vital Living.
Yeah,
and you can find that on any number of platforms, including iHeart and Apple and Spotify, and you name it. You just type in Robert Schuller Ministries podcast in your search bar, and you'll find out where to listen to it. We've been doing this for 10 years, so we have a lot of programs, even though it's only once a month. And a lot of times, most of the times, we have a very interesting guest, and we do not have a guest tonight, but instead, we're going to do something a little different, right?
We're going to talk about Christmas memories.
Yes, and more than that, we're hopefully going to get some of you to participate, because typically when we ask for questions to our guests or to one of us, people are pretty shy, but maybe, just maybe, when you hear Robert and I talk about some of our Christmas memories, maybe ones from way, way long ago when we were little kids, and maybe when we were raising our kids, I don't know, we haven't practice. We don't know what we're going to say. We never do. Then maybe you'll get brave and you'll either write them on Facebook, and we'll have to scroll back if we get a lot at once. And we're going to see if you would like to come on live with us. Janet, I saw a minute ago it says would like to join your video. So if you do that again in a little bit after we do the scripture and the prayer, then we'll let you join us. And I think it's going to split screen, and then you can talk about a memory. And we'll start out by sharing a couple of ours. So there you go.
Anyway, we're going to start this with a word of prayer and a scripture, and then we'll keep going with our memories of Christmas, because this is the season to remember the reason why Jesus came into this world. And so, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time where we can join together from around the world and experience your presence and your peace. For you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You came to bring peace and you were called Emmanuel, God with us. And so we are here today with you. And so we thank you, Lord, for this time, and we love you, and we praise your name always and forever. Amen.
Amen. And you've probably noticed, those of you on Facebook, that we're in front of our mantle. And those are grandchildren's stockings are in the front. And Robert's and my stockings with our four children and their spouses are in the back. So we have 18 stockings up there. The fire's on. And I have a Christmas hat on. It's warm, and it's warm for a reason. I've got a warm sweater on, too. We are going to a boat parade party here in Newport Beach on the harbor in a little while. And believe it or not, it's cold for Southern California. It's in the 40s, I know, right? Little violin play for us. Yeah. If you live in the Midwest somewhere, or Chicago, so, or, you know, Minneapolis.
So I was with a gentleman last week, a week ago today. He says, I'm heading back to Wisconsin or Minnesota. He's heading back to Minnesota, and he said the temperature is 4 degrees below zero.
Well, guess what? Saw him, it got colder than that, because the storm
cold
we had here cold 2 days ago, it went to the Midwest.
It's cold
there, but this is cold for us. So we're all bundled up. And again, we're going to be sharing some scripture. We're going to be sharing some of our Christmas memories. And then we're going to ask you to participate either on the call, where you would you will just hit your *6 button, or here on Facebook. And if we can bring you on camera, see, like right now, Avril Brown is watching. It says bring them on live. So if you don't want to be on live, I guess you just don't accept. We've never done this. We want to do this because our guest next month.
We're going to try it.
So anyway, okay. You have a scripture.
So I'm going to start by reading the Christmas story, which is found in Matthew's account.
Okay.
So we have two birth accounts in the Bible, one in Matthew and one in Luke. Mark doesn't have anything about the birth of Jesus, and the closest thing to the birth of Jesus in the Gospel of John is, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh.
That's all it says.
That's all it is, folks. So everything we know biblically about the birth of Jesus, we get from Matthew and from the Gospel of Luke. And today, I'm going to, since we've been reading in Luke the last few Sunday mornings, and we'll continue, I'm going to read from Matthew. It's in the first chapter. Matthew starts off with the genealogy leading up to the showing that Jesus is of the lineage of David. And after he does that, we have these words starting in verse, 13. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save the people from their sins." And this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home to be his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son. And he gave him the name Jesus. For he will save his people from the sins. And that's what the word Jesus means. It means a savior. It means that's the literal meaning of Yeshua, Jesus.
So we're 10 days away from Christmas. We're 9 days away from our Christmas Eve service. You know, and I hope those of you listening to us that, well, first of all, if you're local and don't have a church home, please come to Newport Dunes at 4:30 p.m. on December 24th. And if you're not local, please find a church to go to. And I understand a lot of churches don't have Christmas Eve services. But
true. But they have always Christmas Day. Some of them have Christmas Day. Some of them have different times. But if you, by all means, you want to go to church on Christmas.
Yeah, and it's always been our tradition to do Christmas Eve. In fact, I didn't realize this until Robert told me that he is the one, well, at least with our little church in Ranch Capistrano, when we were there many years ago, he's the one that decided that what we do is we tell the story of Christmas through spoken word and song. So kind of explain how that works.
We'll tell the story of the angels singing glory to God on the highest and peace on earth.
Well, a person,
and then
the person will read
the scripture.
We have interest.
And then we have the song that follows. Angels we have heard on high, swiftly singing o'er the plains, blah, 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 and that's how we tell the story. So
weren't they sweetly singing, not swiftly?
Swiftly swinging.
He always says he can't remember words. I go, that was a good one. Swiftly singing o'er the plains.
Yeah, whatever.
Fast, singing fast. No, I had to call you out on that one.
Yes, thank you.
You, Mr. Singer, that you are.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I can't remember any words.
That's why I don't sing. That is definitely a
but
problem.
He has a beautiful voice. So if I could, I remember all the words, and I'm not trained to sing, and he's trained to sing, but knows no words.
But you have a beautiful voice.
Well, thank you.
So are you ready to go into Christmas memories?
I am. You know, I was thinking a little bit about it today, and I was thinking about a childhood memory. And my childhood memory that I have that is just so great is my mom and dad made a huge deal out of getting a Christmas tree and getting the biggest one that could possibly fit in our eaves. You know, we had a vaulted ceiling in our living room. So, you know, a lot of you have that.
So it could be a pretty big tree. Like
yeah, so it would go to the side because the tip had to fit in, you know, it wouldn't fit in the middle because that would make the tree that much shorter. So it would go to either to the left or to the right of the actual, the precipice, I guess.
Yeah, I guess that's what you'd call it, yeah.
So it would go to the left or the right, and we would just get it as big as possible every year, and we were so excited. And, you know, that's just a really fun memory. And my mom did most of the decorating, and she was very particular about how to put on the tinsel. And I understand tinsel is back. Our daughter Christina has tinsel on her tree.
Really?
But my mom was very particular. So the minute she'd leave the room, my brother Jeff and I would just take a bunch of it, a ball of it.
And just throw it.
we'd blow it up in the air like that. And then because it really wasn't, at one time it was made out of metal, and then they changed that probably because it was some kind of metal that was bad for you. Then it became sort of like a, I guess it was plastic, it was silver plastic. So we would just, you know, run amok, and sometimes there'd be a big chunk up on the top of the tree, and my mom would get so mad at us and say, "What'd you do?" So that was, you know, just getting the Christmas tree. It's really my happy memory of childhood. And what about you? What's your happiest memory of childhood?
Oh, of childhood? I wasn't thinking of childhood. I was thinking of our kids.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can tell you those, too.
And
I just wanted to start at the beginning, you know. It's a very good place to start.
So let's start at the very beginning. Mm-hmm. A very good place to start. I don't know the words. So I can't think of a childhood. No, I'll think of one, but I want to. What I was thinking of most specifically was when Christina was 2 years old, and she wanted, of all things, a stop sign. And she had a little lisp when she would say it. She's 2 years old, and she says, "I want a stop sign." I don't know why she wanted a stop sign, but we found, of all things, we found a little plastic play stop sign.
It was about Tiny Tikes, made by Tiny Tikes.
Exactly. And so we got her this stop sign, and she woke up on Christmas morning, and she was all excited because Santa Claus had brought her a stop sign.
And she's 35 now, so that was a few years ago.
Yeah, that's one of my happier memories for some reason. It's hard to know why.
I know. I don't know why.
You have these memories and why it is. But
I can tell you my happiest memory.
Yes.
Well, our two older kids, Bobby and Angie, were getting too old to believe in Santa Claus. And actually it was Bobby, because Angie was old enough that she wouldn't blow it for the younger kids, for Christina and Anthony. But what we did, you'll remember this. So we did a couple things. Number one, we went and we got some bells, some jingle bells, and we would, one of us, I don't know how we got away with this, maybe we had somebody else go by and start ringing them outside the various windows in our two-story house in San Juan Capistrano, and it'd be like, "Kids, go to bed, you got to get to bed soon." And, of course, Bobby was probably, I don't know, 9 or 10, rolling his eyes like, sure, you expect me to believe that. But we finally got the kids to bed. And then that night, what you did, you took a pair of boots and you got some soot out of our fireplace on the boots. And we had light colored, so this is what an easygoing mom I am, wife. We had light colored carpet. Don't ask me why, with little kids, but we did. It was great. It was good carpet and it cleaned up easy. But he got soot on the boots and he started in the fireplace, and he walked the boots kind of a little bit onto the carpet and
over to the tree,
and then turned around and went back. And, of course, we always had a tray of cookies. But I remember that, and Bobby got up and was like, "Oh, my gosh, look.
There's his footprint."
Yeah, and he made a mess. I'm like, "Oh, my gosh, Santa Claus, I can't believe it." So that was really good, you know. It was really fun. That was one of the ones I could, like you say, you don't know why you remember what you remember. So does anyone else out there have a Christmas memory they want to share with us? You can share a recent memory. You can share something from childhood. What is your favorite memory? I mean, what comes to mind when you think about this celebration? And, of course, I have so many other ones from adulthood.
Well,
and
Paula Lackey says we can bring them on.
I don't know.
On.
It says bring you on camera.
We've never done this.
Let's
see what happens. I hit that.
I think she has to accept.
And nothing happens. Yeah, maybe she'll have to accept. We'll see what happens there. And,
okay, Janet, you said you're going to read it. Are you don't want to come on camera? Okay.
So
go ahead. You read it.
So I'm going to let you read it, but I was going to tell another story.
Sure.
My Christmas stories growing up were all about Christmas Eve worship services.
Okay.
Because we would have services that would start really early, like 3 o'clock, and go all day.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd have live candles that would line the church before we moved into the Christ Cathedral. And we'd have to light all of those candles. And I remember going there and having to set up and having to decorate it. And we'd be there all day on the 24th of Christmas, getting ready for Christmas Eve.
So
and then we'd be there till late at night and come home. And in the morning, we would open our presents. But
that's nice. So, Janet, okay, one of my fondest memories is when my oldest daughter, Katie, wrapped a life-size Scooby-Doo with the wrapping paper showing the complete outline of Scoobs. We asked Hannah to guess what it was, and she couldn't. So when she unwrapped it, she put her little hand on her hip and said, "Oh, Scooby, I love you." That's darling. That's so cute. That's so cute. And, of course, one of the things I remember is after marrying Robert and just having this amazing tradition, because I became a pastor's wife. I wasn't a pastor's wife before I married him. And of course, So of course, we had our traditions down at our church, Rancho Capistrano, which was the south campus of the Christ Cathedral. Then we would always go to you always did the midnight service, even when you would do all Rancho Capistranos. I think we had three services at Rancho, three. And then he would go do some of the later ones. But we would go, and then later we would go.
We had 7:30, 9:00, and
Rancho.
Yeah, Rancho, we had three services, 7:30, 9:00. 9:00 was our last one, or 10:30. And then I'd run up to the cathedral and deliver the message that started at midnight.
Yeah. Well, I remember the smaller church and just the memories there and having children's programs. And then I remember here's what I remember about the Christ Cathedral. You will never find another church that has better music than what came out of that beautiful choir, the organ, the orchestra, and I mean, it was just magnificent. I mean, it was just, it filled that whole building. It made you know Christmas was there. And of course, then the program, the Glory of Christmas, we went to since our kids were teeny tiny babies. And that was just part of the tradition. And just, you know.
And since we had the Glory of Christmas going on.
Yes.
You walked into the cathedral. It even smelled like a manger.
Yeah, it did. It just smelled because of the light.
The animals would.
So let's see. I love all the ornaments. Let's see. Candlelight service at 11 o'clock and worshiping. Oops, got a few coming in here. Let me scroll back. I don't want to miss anybody. Okay, so I got the Scooby-Doo. Wait, the Griffins. Somebody else asked something. I loved all the ornaments hanging from the cathedral ceiling. Thank you, Janet. Yep. And, here's somebody here. Jeff Weber says, candlelight service at 11 o'clock and worshiping Jesus on Christmas Eve. That is very special. I started out tonight by saying, I hope if you don't have a church, you'll find a church and you'll go to a Christmas Eve service.
Can you read the rest of
that? Claudia. That's Claudia. One of my favorite memories was going to the Glory of Christmas at the Christ Cathedral. It was such a fantastic presentation with all the animals, lambs, camels, etc. It was so beautiful, and I enjoyed it so much. There's nothing told the Christmas story like that. And, you know, it was a great way to get people to open up to Jesus, you know.
Over a million people saw the Glory of Christmas while it ran.
Well, that's
and,
cool.
So
that's
was,
really cool.
It was amazing.
It was great.
Yeah.
Does anybody on the call want to share a memory? All you have to do to get into the Q&A, the session's on, is to just click that star and then the number 6 on your telephone dial and then telephone dial. You can tell how old I am. Telephone dial. Keypad. That's what you call it. Keypad. Oh, and let's see. Somebody else said ditto. I think it's George Litt. Hi, George. Haven't heard from you in a while. Ditto comment on the Christ Cathedral music. Yep. It was always so spectacular. And Judith. Hi, Judith. On Christmas Cathedral, it will always be a beautiful memory from Christmas. Isn't that the truth? You know, and nobody can ever take those memories away. They cannot remove those from, it's more than in your head. It's sort of like, it's in my heart. you know.
And I noticed Mark Callender was on the call earlier.
Mark
was one of the organists at the
cathedral,
and in fact, he taught me a little bit of organ, and because I knew a little bit of piano, and it was a spectacular instrument to play, that Hazel Wright.
Yes, it was. That was part of
Hazel Wright. Hazel Wright is the name of the organ. Let's get that confused.
Yeah, it was beautiful. So, if anybody else wants to come on, call. Jolene, hi. Love the glory of Christmas Eve at the cathedral and at Rancho. Exactly.
Yeah.
We had a beautiful service there too, and the candles to Silent Night.
Bring them on camera. So let me try.
I don't know.
I've never been successful at doing that.
Well, I've never tried that way, but yeah, I know. It's really weird. Bring them on camera. Oh, wait. Invite Carol to join you on camera.
Send invite.
Okay. See, Carol, if you want to come on.
I think you're...
Let's see, adding. Let's see, because we want to see how this works.
Yeah, we've never tried this before. So.
Carol's going, heck no, I'm not going on there. Bring them on camera.
No problem, Carol. It's all right.
It's okay. So. Don't worry. You can ignore it. I'm going... Tomorrow, Janet says, I'm going to be coming through California in January after coming back from Hawaii. Ooh, yeah.
And George wants to know if we're going to be on Facebook Live on Christmas Eve, and the answer is yes.
Okay, you're coming. But listen, Janet's coming back from Hawaii. I plan to come to the service in Newport Dunes. Awesome. Good. We'll be there in January. George, yes. Are we going to be Facebook Live anything on Christmas Eve? I hope
so. Yes, we'll do Facebook Live on Christmas Eve.
We will do that.
We're going to try. Let's put it that way.
We'll do it.
It doesn't always work, but we should be able to do it.
I think we did it. Maybe we did it last year. Yeah, adding. Nobody wants to be added on it. Oh, no answer from the live video guys.
Yeah.
So at least we know that it came up.
Yeah.
It came up. Because next month, let me tell you about our guest next month. Lindy's got a question. Hang on. Okay.
Maybe she's got a memory to share.
Hello.
Hello. I don't have a question, but I want to tell you it's 80-something degrees in the Florida Keys, and I wish we had some cool weather. I agree with everything about the music, and my husband and I, Joe, were so blessed to be able to be there for the Christmas services, and I don't want to brag, but I actually was married, or still am married, to an official Santa helper. My husband, he's in heaven now, but I was thinking about the memories that we have, and we would do for Hope Lodge, which is a home away from home for cancer patients. Joe would be the Santa. We would put on their Christmas party for their patients, adult, and Joe would be the Santa, and he was so amazing with the children, and he did such a good job that the Ronald McDonald House called and said, can we bring our kids next year? And we said, absolutely.
Oh, that's so amazing.
But, you know,
reminds me.
Go ahead.
Oh, you were just talking about Santa, and I remember being out with some friends, and he was in a Santa costume, and he was getting a little upset because things weren't going exactly the way he wanted. These kids were looking at him. All of his wife nudges him and says, "Jump! You got to remember, you look like Santa."
You can't get
all
mad.
His eyes got really big. Oh yeah. Sorry, kids. Sorry.
But back to Joe. Your Joe was such a wonderful man.
Yeah,
I could
but
just
you know,
see him
the
being
thing,
Santa.
Donna, the thing, it was interesting because I would say, because he would take, there was no rushing the children. And, you know, there was some of the children could, they would, their brothers and sisters would be there. And I would say to Joe, what did they say? And he said, amazingly, a lot of the children that were patients who were staying at the Hope Lodge, they didn't ask for much, just that I wish my mom would stop crying, please make my mom and dad happier.
Mm-hmm.
And then the brothers and sisters sometimes would one of their wishes would be that their brother or sister would be made well. But it was just, and we had eight grandkids, and we would leave there just feeling like, oh my gosh, you know, do we really take that minute to really, you know, appreciate what we have. But anyway, he was good. But on a lighter, on Christmas Eve, he was allowed to, because he was an official helper, he was allowed to come as Santa, but he would leave. We would do a big party with, maybe 25, 30 people and our grandkids. And Pappy would always have to leave and go get ice. And he's like, I got to go get ice. We're almost out of ice. And then I would go after him. We'd go down the hall and get him all dressed in his outfit. He was very meticulous about the whole thing. And then I would come back, and then a few minutes later, he'd bang on the door, and the kids would, Pappy, you missed Santa again when you went to get ice. And he had this,
oh, I love it.
And then the five-year-old said, and he has the same watch as you do. So, but then Joe never wore Santa's helper never wore his watch after that. But anyway, some good memories, but really amazing memories with the Crystal Cathedral and you guys. So thank you so much for all your guidance over the years and everything that
friendship. Lindy.
So, Lindy, one question. What is your favorite Christmas song?
My favorite, Oh Holy Night.
that's a good one.
I try to sing it all the time because I love it. And my dad used to say to me, kid, you can't carry a tune in a bucket. And that is so true, but I sing it from the heart, Robert.
Merry
Christmas. God bless you
guys. Thank you, Lindy, for calling
in. Thank you for everything you've done for us and our family and guiding us. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you for everything you've done for us.
So I want to ask that to everybody on Facebook as well.
Nice.
So what is your favorite Christmas song? Do you have a favorite Christmas song, Donna? What is your favorite Christmas song?
I think probably Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Oh, that's a good one. Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Yeah, O Holy Night.
I like Hark the Herald Angels Sing, I think. Yeah. You like O Holy Night?
I like both of those songs. I think my favorite might be Joy to the World.
Oh, yes.
Joy to the World.
Yes, that's nice. Oh, Jolene Anderson says
Silent Night,
and George Lerner says
The Messiah.
Okay,
that's
The Messiah.
That's more than the song.
Yeah, that's more than a song.
Yeah, it's
but
true.
But yes, oh, wow. This was fun. Good guys,
yeah.
Good questions. Good question.
Well,
anybody else want to share a Christmas memory, like a favorite Christmas memory? We're getting down to the wire here. We're gonna hop off soon. Oh, and I might as well. Did I tell them about our guest for next month?
January. Yeah, tell them more about her.
January 15th. We're going to have Tina Konkin back. You know that she was our all-time most favorite guest in that she's had thousands and thousands of people listen to our podcast because of her. And she, her subject was how God saved my marriage through the other woman.
I thought it said something about infidelity.
Well, it is. It's all about, she hasn't, well, anyway, that's last time. But this is what she does. She has an amazing organization called Relationship
Lifeline,
and she does marriage seminars. They're like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and she literally saves relationships that are on like their last, most people that go there have already filed, not most, but a lot of them already filed for divorce, like hopeless. And she puts them back together because what people do is they go there to work on their marriage, but they go there to work on themselves. So they have a way of just peeling back all these little injuries that each of us has endured in our lives. And if we haven't, whatever doesn't get worked out will get acted out.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that to be true. So, sometimes you act out when you're stressful times. Sometimes you act out when you're hungry or tired or whatever. Some act out more than others. And hopefully as we get older, we grow out of that because we come to God, we pray, we heal. We do the work that it takes to heal. But anyway, Tina Konkin is going to be talking about marriage, about blended families, about
relationships
in general, and she'll be with us January 15th. So, I hear another.
So there was Winter Wonderland.
Yeah, Winter Wonderland. Oh, and Little Drummer Boy.
Because her
Stephanie.
Yeah, her father and
Stephanie.
I were best friends. Stephanie Craig. Her favorites are Winter Wonderland and The Little Drummer Boy. And
let's see if anybody else. Anybody else have a favorite song?
So anyway, favorite Christmas
song. Yeah, Christmas song.
Yeah.
That's true.
But anyway.
I also like Mary, Did You Know? I love that.
Oh, that is a beautiful
song. It's a beautiful song. It's incredible.
The first time I heard that was in The Glory of Christmas.
Me too.
And then they sang that at every Glory of Christmas from the very beginning. And Debbie Tabay was Mary.
Her name was Debbie Smith back then.
Oh, was it?
Debbie Smith.
That's then right.
Tabay. Yeah. But anyway, we're hoping to get her to sing in our drive-in church some Sunday. So, Fall on Your Knees. That's nice.
Part of the Holy Night.
The Holy Night, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So. Oh, and Colleen Kurt, Merry Christmas. Love you. Thank you. We love you, too. So you want to talk a little bit about the offering, and then we're going to
hop off? Yes, absolutely. So one of the things we do is in a church service is we collect an offering. And the way we do that on Facebook and on our call is we encourage people to write to us at Robert Schuler Ministries. That's 26 Canyon Island Drive, Newport Beach, California, 92660. That's 26 Canyon Island Drive, Newport Beach, California, 92660. You can make your checks out to Robert Schuler Ministries. The other way you can give to our ministry is through Venmo, and our Venmo account is Robert Schuler Ministries.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've given in the past and you see a different picture of Don and I, that's
we finally put a decent
we,
one
yeah,
out.
We did change our picture, so don't be too concerned about that. And then we also have a QR code that you can find on our website. Or actually, on our website, the thing to do is to go to our website, which is drschuler.org, and you can hit the button that says "Like to Give" and follow the prompts. And for most of you, I think that'll be the easiest way to give. And so with that, we can make our year-end gifts. And we can make our Christmas gifts, or we can support the body of Christ and the mission that we have to declare freedom and declare the goodness of God and declare health and wellness and wholeness and peace and prosperity during this season and throughout the year.
And for those of you that give on a regular basis, you know, there's at least a couple of you on here, a few of you actually. We thank you. We thank you from the bottom of our heart. What you give makes a huge, huge difference. And I'm a little late writing thank you notes right now this month. I have a stack. So whenever anybody writes a stack and mails it in, I'm the one, me. We don't have a staff. I write the handwritten thank you note and I mail it back. So forgive me for being a little bit late in the thank yous. But we love you all. We appreciate you. And how can you pray for us? Thank you, Jeff.
That's a
you
really
can pray
nice
for us in that, you know, we still do Sunday mornings, of course. It's just one after the other, and it's such a great life. We love it, but we're now planning for Christmas Eve. And, you know, part of that is renting a big screen and a stage and the lighting and extra staff and a camera and things that we don't normally do. We're partially there, mostly there, in raising the money necessary for that, but now just trying to kind of shave off some of the costs. You were working on that with some staff people from this other company that we're renting this stuff from. And just pray that God will just take care of all of that, and it won't be too much of a financial burden on the church, and that lots of people will come to hear the Christmas message. You know, so, and I'd like to close in, so thank you, Jeff, for that. Just pray for our Christmas Eve service, and God knows what we need. May I close in prayer?
Yeah, that'd be wonderful.
Okay, Lord God, we thank you for the happy memories. We know so many people share their great memories. But we also realize that for many, this year is really tough. Maybe they've recently lost a loved one. Maybe they've recently split up with somebody and lost a relationship. But maybe, you know, back to the loss. Loss is a huge thing. And maybe one of their loved ones has passed on, has died to go and be with you, Lord. We just thank you that if there's somebody listening right now, that they would know that there's hope. There's always hope. And to hold on to that hope and to know there's a reason for everything under heaven, Lord. And you promise us that all things work together for good. It's hard to imagine that sometimes, but they do. They work for good, and sometimes it takes years to see it. But, Lord, I pray for those people that need a special touch, a special a special gift. Maybe it's a smile. Maybe it's a hug. Maybe it's a call from a long lost friend, Lord. I wish that your mercies and your kindnesses would be passed on in the grocery store checkers and anybody we meet on the street, Lord. May we be helpful. May we be your hands and your feet on this planet. And Lord, we love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you. May the Lord grant you his peace. And you're lying down and you're rising up in your labor and in your leisure, in your laughter and in your tears, until you come to stand before Jesus in that day in which there is no sunset and no dawning. Amen.
Amen.
Merry Christmas,
Merry
everybody.
Christmas.
God's blessing you. Have a happy new year. Yes. We will see you next month, January 15th, 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on the call and on Facebook Live.
And also, remember, we're here at 8 a.m. Pacific time every Sunday morning. So join us anytime you can. God loves you. So do we. Have a great Christmas.
Bye-bye.
God's blessing you.